This is the world famous K-Rock.
If you want a good charging station story, we have one for you, as a matter of fact, because this Friday, as soon as we get off the air, we are going to be heading to the new Rove charging station, which is happening in Santa Ana. We'll put up all the details, an opportunity for you to come and hang with us, and we would like to take care of your car wash. The first 100 drivers who show up to say hi to us on Friday, starting at 11:30, will get themselves not only a K-Rock sticker, they'll get a free car wash.
Are you guys going to be in bikinis doing the car wash?
Tickets to Wild Rivers, you better believe it. Allie is now a sexual icon.
I'm going to be in my panties from the Granny Panty Haul video.
Ever since she released this video to celebrate 100,000 followers, subscribers on K-Rock's YouTube.
Celebrate, in quotations.
People, oh, I don't think so, Allie. Listen to some of the praise that's coming through just on the go line about your video.
Yo, just calling to say that Allie is freaking on my Granny Panty Haul. Was coming looking a little bit hot. Like, yo, Allie, you looking a little milfy, girl.
You looking a little milfy, girl. That's just one random guy's opinion.
What the hell? Damn, been listening to y'all for a while. And Allie, they're your friends right now. Hey, the Bud Light Bros are right. They might be onto something, you know what I'm saying? You might be a 10. You're a 10, girl, right? But that also might be the 10 beers that I drank tonight, all right? I don't know, man.
Yep.
I don't know. Love you
I
guys.
Hear you.
Bye. Okay, bye.
That's just
He's second-guessing his own opinion.
That's just one guy. This person.
Bro, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go check out that teaser that Allie put up of that panty haul or whatnot. And I'm like, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out. See what's up. And I watched that little teaser. Who the hell is that? That looks like a homeless person.
Okay, well, not all positive praise. But regardless, a lot of people got a chance to check out Allie in her underwear at the panty haul video that was dropped on our YouTube. I haven't watched it yet on purpose. I'm going to have my first viewing.
I can tell you haven't seen it because you're like, look at this person seeing Allie so hot.
I'm going to check it out live on the air. We're going to do a one-minute screening where we can all watch it together. We're going to get it queued up. If you're not already following on YouTube or watching along, I recommend you do that so that we can get to that at some point this hour. But let's not bury the lead here. Friday, 11:30. Till at least 1:30, we will wash your car, give you some stickers, send you to Wild Rivers. It's going to be a great hang, and we will be at the Rove charging station right by the Gelson's premium convenience store located at Rove Charging Center, Santa Ana. Join us Friday, May the 2nd from 11:30 to 1:30. The first 100 people, as we mentioned, get the car wash, the K-Rock sticker, pair of tickets to Wild Rivers. Season pass is selling out fast, so go to wildrivers.com today. There you go. That's just some of what we have in store for you happening on Friday. We'll put all the details up at Klein Alley's show. All right, the hour can officially begin. Here we go. Last week, we had lots of cruise news to share with you as we were living vicariously through Vanessa's cruise on the high seas, all the way from San Pedro to Mexico. What a cruise. And she was updating us on her fun adventures, including a lot of drinking and then not drinking, recovery, hungover. Do you feel at the end of this entire experience, Vanessa, on your cruise, you got your money's worth on that $500 unlimited drink wristband you bought?
Well, like half of my money's worth.
Really? After all that?
Sounded like you did a lot of drinking.
I know it sounds like I did a lot of drinking, but the drinking on the cruise was not getting me drunk. It was the drinking outside of the cruise that was getting me drunk.
Then you had to pay extra for that.
A couple of dollars.
She did leave us this very strange message over the weekend, guys.
Cruise news. You guys have no idea. Obviously, this is not going to play on the show. This is for you. You guys have no idea.
I love it that you think that we're not going to play this on the show.
Well, because that was Friday after the show, well, so I didn't
This was the tease we got over the weekend, so now we can share it with you.
You guys have no idea what I just been through. That's all I'm going to give you. I would tell you all about it. Advade. What is that for a tease?
So something
is
happened.
Is it the time?
Something happened to Vanessa. I mean, we'll accept people to give us their predictions as to what they think it is. She claims it was a big, big deal, and she can't believe it happened to her. Omar's already locked in his guess is that she accidentally went number two in her pants again, which she's done many times before.
Many times. Once.
Because she's a child, and she's not fully potty trained yet, clearly.
Funny?
And Jake doesn't think that's funny because he suffers from that as a condition.
I think she was trying to get off the boat, and she fell.
Fell into the water?
Yeah.
See, my first thought.
Something happened at port when they got
I
there.
I also think it was a port related. What did she leave the message about the tees? I couldn't tell yet if she was off the boat or not, but aren't all those aggressive sea lions attacking people in Long Beach?
Oh like my God, children? Those like demonic ones?
Yeah, see, my first thought was Vanessa, you know, the sea lions also think Vanessa's a child, so she got attacked by one of those angry sea lions in port of like, you know, as she was debarking off the boat or something.
Debarking.
But then I thought maybe. That maybe there was some sort of a issue with her having a problem. Remember, she just recently got her passport updated in Colombia?
Yeah.
And maybe there was some sort of an issue because you have to go through, I think when you get off a cruise, you have to go through immigration again in some capacity.
Oh,
you do? If you've been in Mexico. I believe you do. So I was thinking maybe there was some sort of an issue where they kind of said to Vanessa, like, hold on.
Maybe they thought she was a child.
Something's off here. Right. We're smuggling children in now.
I bet they thought she was being trafficked.
Oh, is that?
Like child labor.
She's a trafficked child?
Yeah.
And she's like, I swear, look at this bottle
of tequila.
And they're
like, there's help. Look at the bathroom stall door.
Are any of us close, Vanessa?
Maybe Omar, but that didn't happen to me.
Oh, wait a minute.
Maybe Omar.
So wait, you got hammered?
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Did you went number one on yourself? She did.
No,
Omar, I can't believe you're so.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. So after Puerto Vallarta, everything health wise was happening to me. Like, remember how I gave you a message? Like, guys, I think I'm getting
sick.
A cold.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but I started to get I'm gonna call it a running tummy.
Why are you calling
days.
It a running?
Why are you gonna call it a thing no one's ever said before?
You've got a running tummy. Diarrhea.
Right. Vanessa.
You had diarrhea.
You understand why.
But like non-stop, guys.
But you understand, Vanessa.
I was like worried for myself. But I was like, nothing. What else could come out of me?
Right, but you understand, Vanessa.
Okay.
You understand why we think you're a child because you just referred to that as a running tummy.
Because a nurse called it that. So I was like, oh, I like that.
So you got you got the Montezuma's revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was so after Puerto Vallarta, like, obviously I was hungover, so I threw up. That's normal for me.
Yeah.
Then I had the diarrhea, and I was like, okay, fine. Next day, I thought I was okay. I was not okay. Oh. But then it stopped. And then we get to Cabo, and I was like, I think I'm finally okay. I was not okay. It is nighttime. I can't go out. I was like, I need to go to sleep. Uh-huh. I barely slept. I'm even having dreams about it, okay? I'm sweating. I tell my friend, I think we need to go to the doctor. Like, this is not okay. This is now Friday morning.
Which sucks because you're the plus one that they thought, okay, we've got one more ticket. We're going to bring somebody fun, somebody who can hang, and you're the person who needs to be seen by the medical people.
Right, because kids travel free. Kids cruise free.
Right.
So you got brought along as the plus one. And then you ended up being a plus two all over the place.
No, not all over the place. But anyways, so then we go to the emergency downstairs at the boat. I was like, I need this to stop because I haven't slept. Like, can you help me? They're like, write down everything that you ate this past 3 days.
Wow.
So I did that. And they're like, we're going to give you this medicine. But if we give you this medicine, you have to stay in isolation for 24 hours. I was so desperate. I was like, I don't care. Put me in isolation. I need this to stop.
Wait a minute. They put you in a separate.
I was put in isolation my last day at sea.
Wait. What is that? Wait, hold on, Vanessa. What is isolate? That they have like a room that's just for.
Were
like,
you in your room or did they put you in another room?
She's got to be put in like a special room, like solitary confinement. Is that right?
Imagine. Unfortunately, I was able to stay in my room, but they call it isolation because it was by myself. Because
they don't want you spreading this diarrhea around
exactly.
The boat. And that's what happens on cruises. That one little diarrhea, next thing you know, everyone's got it.
Dude,
they go in the hot tub.
And you know,
it's
all
so
the
spreadable.
Other people on the cruise are like, well, there's someone who has a crazy diarrhea case and they're putting her in isolation.
Right.
Who do you think it is?
Right.
And they're talking about her on the boat because they don't want to catch the poo. So.
Yeah, right. Must be that woman child.
Something else. Okay, so
there's something else.
Wait, hold on. So I sleep most of the time in my isolation. I'm recovering, sleeping. And then I'm done sleeping. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to watch TV. Guess what? The TV doesn't work.
Oh.
I don't have Wi-Fi. So it's like I'm being punished
already.
So I called the front desk and I was like, hi. So I was put on isolation, but so I need entertainment and the TV is not working. Any chance you can come and fix it? They're like, no, no one could come and do it.
Oh, my God.
They knew you were the one.
Because they put you in the system. And I was like, I literally wanted to cry. I was like, have you ever been in your room without entertainment? And she's like, yes, actually. I was like, okay.
So 24 Bye. Hours, isolation, no Wi-Fi, no TV.
And I was on a brat diet. Banana, rice, apple, toast. That's yes. all I was allowed to eat.
So the things children eat.
Right. She's
because my stomach is
the only four foods my kid eats.
Right. That's Vanessa, the adult right there.
Yes. I called back because I was like, no.
And they
way.
Said, child, put your parents on the phone. Stop calling. This is not a toy. This is the phone.
No, I called them back. I was like, okay, because you can't fix the TV, can I please have free Wi-Fi? And they gave me free Wi-Fi.
Wow. Cool.
But that was my last night at the cruise. That medicine actually did work.
All right. Vanessa, there she goes.
That's
survivor.
What happened to me.
Diarrhea survivor, Vanessa. She had a running tummy. If anyone else experienced that was recently on a cruise that went all the way to Mexico and then got back to Long Beach, Vanessa is to blame. She's patient zero. The first person to get it.
So that I can translate for Vanessa. They're worried that she had C. diff, which is a bacterial infection of the poop system that can kill you. Oh. So they were just going to leave her in that room by herself to die.
Oh, yeah. That way they can just like put a sheet under her and wheel her off.
Well, because
with the old
when
garbage.
Stuff spreads on cruises, right. I mean, you remember when COVID broke
of
out
course.
And there was like, oh,
worst
someone gets COVID on the cruise ship and everyone got sick and a lot of people die.
All right. Well, Vanessa.
She was going to be patient zero.
I'm glad you survived.
It's crazy that following 2 days, it's like all the energy came out of me.
Okay.
And
that's not
that,
energy.
Yeah.
That's not energy.
K-Rock Klein Ally Show. Ally's got a very interesting theory that you will either strongly agree with or disagree with. She'll share with that with you in a moment. But we do have advanced screening tickets for you to go to Marvel Studios Thunderbolts. When you hear us play a scene from that film, yet to be released movie, I think we're potentially going to be in copyright infringement territory. This is the scene we will be playing at some point during today's show. And when you hear it happen, call us up and get into the advanced screening.
Thunderbolt and Lily, very, very frightened me.
Once they've
right
added
at the beginning.
All the editing, it gets way more exciting. When you hear that later this morning, be sure to call and get yourself some advanced screening tickets for the screening this Thursday.
I have a theory, and I think you'll agree with me, Klein. Everybody fights sometimes, whether you're in a partnership or a family member, sister, a brother, a good friend. You're going to fight eventually. And sometimes, every once in a while, you'll have a big, big blowout fight. And if you're in a long-term relationship, usually you fight about the same 3 or 4 things over and over again. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, usually the fights seem different, but they are almost always about the same.
They stem
whatever.
From the same few issues.
Right. Resentment, money, not sex enough. Right, that sort
of
stuff.
That's a core issue for you.
Well,
yes.
I mean, these are the things I would imagine most couples fight about, even though sometimes it'll show up in different, like, oh, you didn't do any of the dishes. It's like, that's not really what you're upset about.
Wouldn't
what are you
agree,
really upset
though,
about?
That the worst fights in any relationship happen in a moving vehicle. In a car.
Car fights.
People have fights like you would never have in another location. And I don't know if it's just the traffic heightens your stress level, if there's some backseat driving going on, some disagreement about how to drive and which way to take. All of it starts a fight.
Well, you're also in such close quarters. Like, no one can walk away. There's no walking away. You're in a car. You're trapped.
You're
together.
Faced with the reality of the situation.
Right.
You have to continue talking about it until you get to your destination. And usually, you're peeling away layers of an onion that eventually explode into probably the biggest fight you've had in quite a while. My wife and I have been doing great lately. We got into an explosive fight over the weekend that stemmed from me picking up my phone to choose a song.
And that led to a massive fight?
Massive fight. Because I...
Were you trying to play with that stupid song you did with Ray Heppenstall? Again?
No.
She's like,
no.
We get it, Allie. We get it.
No,
give me your love.
The stupid CarPlay wasn't working, and I wasn't able to switch the song on the CarPlay, so I picked up my phone to select a song, and we got into a huge argument about how she was putting our my life and our child's life in jeopardy because I am driving with my phone. And then I start going, when you say things in the car and you sharply say, Allie, put your phone down. You're... And I'm like, can you at least ask nicely? My God, can you just please like say it gently, because it just enhances my stress level. Then it becomes all of this other stuff and eventually stems down to some of the issues that we're always fighting about in our relationship, but all started in a car.
How long did the fight go for? Like, because sometimes I think that you
talking
know.
Talking or not talking.
Oh, you went to silent treatment for a bit?
We went to silent for the second half of it and then continued the fight when we got home.
I don't know why anyone thinks silent treatment, if you're the receiver of that, is a bad thing. That is the greatest thing.
Oh, I always am starting the silent treatment.
Oh, nothing better. Nothing better than, imagine that. You're in a fight with Allie and she says, I'm going to punish you by not talking to you. You're the real winner there. Huh? Oh, man. That's such a win.
I wish we fought more, right? That's what you're thinking right now.
I think maybe she just started the fight so she'd get the silent treatment from you. You're probably yapping, blah, blah, blah.
I actually don't like talking in the car, because also if I talk too much in the car, I start not paying attention to where I'm going, and then I'm a worse driver when I'm in conversation.
No,
I'm better when I'm just listening.
Says Allie is 100%, 1,000% right, and for some reason, I don't know what it is, that if you were in a car, a fight that if you were in a kitchen would be a 3 out of 10 becomes a 9 out of 10 or a full-blown 10 out of 10 when you're in the car. And what is the reason for that? And maybe, because you would think, in some ways, some people find driving to be like therapeutic, calming, relaxing. If you're cruising and there's, but I could understand why if you're late for something, there's traffic, then it becomes a, we should have left earlier. Why did you take so long? That starts kind of this vicious cycle of, what do you mean, why did I take so long? I've been ready for 45 minutes.
Yes, there's argument about the car situation itself, but then it usually leads to other things. Or you're like, hey, we're stuck in traffic. What should we talk about? And then you start talking about light and fluffy things, and then it takes a turn. And like you said, you're stuck. It has taken a turn. You can't just walk away from the situation. You're trapped with that person, and you have to wait it out.
But I also think that sometimes you could take the bait. Like, my wife will say things sometimes, and I know that I could, based on how I respond, this could either escalate a lot, or I could either choose to ignore or not focus on that.
And then you think, well, I'm in a car. What else am I going to do?
Yeah, so I go, like, let me see how far we are to destination. All right, 45. All right, let's get a good fight out of our system now. Like, you know, sometimes if you can get the fight out of the system in the car, mm-hmm. and then you can solve the fight, and when you arrive, you're back, you kind of feel like it was almost like you fought in a vacuum. Like, it didn't matter in the real world. You got it out. All right, good. That should keep us clean for another week or so.
And it's like you were drunk. Then you're like, dude, I'm sorry about what I said. We were in the car.
Especially if you're going to a hotel. Like, I know you were off to this wedding over the weekend. So, like, potentially, if you know it all ends at the hotel, you get that sweet emotional hotel makeup sex?
We didn't stay at a hotel. This was actually on the way home from the wedding.
Oh.
And she was like, we're coming home from a wedding where you had a drink at the wedding. So if you were to get pulled over, this would be a huge problem. So she should not even be touching your phone. But in this situation, a car thing started the fight. Sometimes the fight just starts.
Yeah.
And then car stuff makes it worse. Like, you're fighting, normal fighting, and then it's like, and now you're veering into another lane,
right.
Or now this person's coming in, or now you missed the exit. That can then enhance the stress level and make it so much worse.
If you agree with this concept, Allie's theory is that a fight in a car will almost always be a much higher elevated fight than if you're not in a car.
When people fight bad, they fight in a car.
The only thing I would say that would be the positive of a car fight is that if you do have... at home, a fight could go on for hours, could go on for days, potentially. In a car, I do think that
it has to end.
Yeah, we have this kind of clock that goes, all right, we must wrap this up by the time we arrive. So that the one benefit, I guess,
you're getting out of the car and you're like, what? Don't forget your purse.
Right. It's like, all right, fine. It's
Do you
over.
Have the gift? Do you have
but,
the gift?
But you know, the problem with you is you were ending at home, and that's the one downside. If you were going to, like, let's say a restaurant or a party or around people, you would kind of be like, how do we wrap this fight up before we arrive? But when you're going home, that's dangerous, because now the fight can literally just be one person storming off into the house.
Yes.
And then, you know, the fight has no end in sight.
Yes. But you know, when you go out to dinner with another couple or something, you can always tell when a fight has happened on the way there.
Can I ask you a question that you probably don't want me to say on the air? You did mention off the air that at the wedding, your wife got someone's phone number.
Yes, that was separate.
Did that have anything to do with the fight?
No, that didn't have anything to do with the fight.
Are you sure?
But she did walk away with someone's number, a hot person's number as well. But but it was not related to this. And she said that she got this person's number for a specific reason. That is not sex related.
Okay. I got this number for a specific reason, but it's not sex related.
That's what she said.
You know what that means?
She you said when I missed the turn.
Sex for Liz, K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and we say hello to Andre. Andre, phones are full now. Why are you calling?
Hi, I'm just calling for the Thunderbolt screening.
Ah, yes, Marvel Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt and Lightly very, very frightened me.
When you hear us play that clip during the show this week, and that is a clip we believe from the new movie, you will get yourself some tickets to the advanced screening. You're as good as in, so congratulations. You will be there on Thursday at Vidiot's Eagle Rock, Thursday, hosted by our very own Miles, the DJ, and you got a pair of tickets. So hold on 1 second, enjoy the pre-screening, and ruin it for your friends before they get a chance to see it. Hold on. We have another pair of tickets to give away at some point this morning, so you'll be listening yet again for more sweet sounds from that movie, and it will sound something like this.
Thunderbolt and Lightly very, very frightened me.
I've already, every time I see the billboard for Thunderbolts, that sound plays in my head. I'm like, Thunderbolt.
As it should be. And then that's unfortunately the effect that this show has on people in the real world and the effect that this show has on anyone who is listening, even if you don't want to listen to the show. In fact, someone is forcing, I feel terrible, let's just play this message quickly. It sounds like this is a family that needs our help. And I feel bad that someone is forcing their family to listen to us, but they're on some sort of a...
Well, we are family friendly.
A road trip. Listen to this.
Hey, guys. This is Jack the Sack. I'm the one who gave you a call and let you know that I spent Valentine's Day with my wife watching the Klein Alley show.
Now he's forcing us to listen to you on our long road trip drive.
So that's, another car fight.
This is another car fight. It's in real life. This guy is driving. He's got a road trip, and he's forcing his wife, who clearly doesn't want to listen.
Got an ass full of us. She does not want any more.
No.
You hear
pissed.
That in her voice?
Listen to that. I know this voice, and this is probably what Allie dealt with in her car fight.
Fine Allie show.
He's forcing us to listen to you on our long road trip drive.
Yeah, we're camping right now, and I said, hey, let's throw on the podcast and instead of music. So they're stuck here for the next several hours listening to this. I know it's great, and soon they will know it's great, too. Trust me. All right? Hope you guys have a good weekend. Bye.
I don't know what she said at the
Mother
end.
Mother drives family into tree.
But it sounds like she's saying help me at the end. I mean, you just... I don't know what she's saying, but she's not happy about that.
The police will analyze it later.
Thank you. Yeah, that's going to be called evidence in the near future. We got to take a break. When we get back, we'll get to your ADD news. A brand new hour of the show can officially begin. And lots to get to this morning here on K-Rock. Thanks for hanging out. If you're not already following us on YouTube as well, not one of the first 100,000 to subscribe, you better get on there because we will be doing a legitimate 1 minute movie screening of Ali's Panty Haul video, which is getting rave reviews from some people. Although Blind Charlie did write in this morning to say this is one of those days he's actually glad he's blind.
Put that on a billboard. Rave reviews from some people.
Some people rave reviews. Other people glad that they have no vision. And we will get to that all coming up this morning here on K-Rock. All right, we'll get to your ADD news now on K-Rock. And then we get into a brand new hour of the show as we get closer and closer to 9 a.m. where we will give you tickets upon tickets upon tickets to go to Cali Vibes and Slightly Stupid right here in the helpful Honda sound space. You get all hooked up. That lineup, Cali Vibes, which I'm looking at, Kid Cudi, Al, your favorite, Dirty Heads, Stick Figures, quite a Ludacris, Iration. Quite a collection of people. Cypress Hill will be there, and we'll get you in as well. That'll be coming up 9 o'clock this morning and throughout the day here on K-Rock. Let's get to your news now that a brand new hour of the show can officially begin.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All right, the Pope's funeral happened. 250,000 people showed up. He has been buried. The Vatican released images of his tomb, which reads, Francis CVS. Great marketing for CVS.
Great.
The Sistine Chapel has now been closed, and the date for the conclave has been set, and it will take place next Wednesday. Could last week, last weeks, but the last ones that happened in 2005 and in 2013 only lasted 2 days. So more than 130 different cardinals, all under 80, will cast their votes to see who will become the next head of the Holy See. And the Cardinal Pietro Parolin is the early favorite with 9-4 odds. But you could bet on a couple of long shots. Luis Antonio Tagle is the second in the favorites at 3-1 and would become the first Asian pope in history. And Matteo Zuppi and Peter Turkson.
Ooh, Zuppi. I like Zuppi. What's Zuppi's odds?
6-1 odds.
6-1. Come on, Zuppi.
Come on, Zuppi. Why do you like Zuppi? You don't know. This is like horses. Like, you don't know anything about them. Like, you're just literally guessing.
I like the odds for the they're still good odds, but they're not great odds. I don't like the first two. First one's a little obvious. Doesn't pay that great. 6-4. It's like, what's the point?
Robert Sarra is the biggest long shot at 8-1.
Nah, I'm not going to take that loser. But I'll take one of these.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. There's
guys.
Another guy who's 16-1.
Oh, what's that guy? Who's the 16-1 guy?
It just says Bar, something Bar.
Bar.
That's a good one.
Take him.
There was somebody on the list that were like, yeah, he's not as likely because he had some sexual misconduct allegations, but he was cleared. I was like, okay, that guy should just be out. Like,
I like that. What's that guy's name?
I think even if he was cleared, I think, like, we're good on that.
Yeah, well.
Like, even if you're the Pope, even if you have something on your record and it was like, hey, yeah, I had a DUI, but, like, I paid the fine and I've done my time and it's clear now. You still had a DUI. If you're the Pope, that's the one situation where you're not supposed to have anything. It's supposed to be squeaky clean record. Am I right?
Right. That would be like electing a president that has a golden shower video.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute.
That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
All right, some more information has kind of come out about what caused that horrible plane crash in D.C. earlier this year, the one where the Black Hawk helicopter ran into that airplane by Reagan Airport. They determined that it was the fault of the helicopter pilot, but that she was not impaired or in medical distress at the time, so it's not like it was intentional. But they did confirm that she didn't hear a clear, urgent direction from her co-pilot, and I guess it was supposed to tell her to change course. And there was, I guess, a situation where the co-pilot was talking to her, but she also had the mic pressed down so she couldn't hear what the co-pilot was saying because she had her mic pressed down.
I thought you got to do a 10-4. I thought isn't that a whole thing? Ba-ba-da-ba-da, 10-4, over and out.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be 10-4 with instructions like that. And then if you don't hear it at 10-4, you give the instructions again.
Yeah, especially if there's no copy, I heard you.
Right.
Then wouldn't you say, unless it seemed like an urgent direction to change course, and maybe it was so urgent that they didn't even have time to repeat themselves.
Not urgent enough if you only send it one time and moving on.
Yeah.
10-4, you got a 10-4, or, you know, just in regular conversation with people, you got to give some sort of a verbal cue. Yep, gotcha.
There was also one feature that I guess allows the controllers to better track the helicopter, and that feature had been turned off because when they're doing this, you know, training flight, they turn off that setting when they're practicing how to fly secretly. You know, like, hey, we're trying to be covert here. Let's turn off all these features and see how this flying is. You know, that's part of the training. So it was just an unfortunate circumstance that feature was turned off and the mic was pressed down and she missed the directions.
Women
and then
drivers, man.
Yeah.
What Jake said.
It's like, the female pilot, I was like, God, man. That's
a
rough. Son of a bitch. That sucks. Okay, did you know that there are license plate covers that you can buy online where they will basically go over your license plate?
Yep, and then you can't take a picture of your license plate?
Yes.
Yeah, you better believe I know that.
I did not know that those exist, but apparently.
They also sell a spray that you can spray your license plate and do the same thing.
Yeah, but the cover goes up and down. As you want.
Up and down.
So, like, if you're going over a bridge or something,
like,
and you
James
don't.
James Bond stuff?
Yeah, it'll, like, be like, and it'll cover the license plate, and then you go over the bridge and you don't have to pay a toll, and then it'll.
There's another cover that just, you know, it doesn't go up and down. It makes it, you know, to the naked eye, you can still see your plate, but anytime a camera tries to get a picture of it, it just reflects back. They can't actually get it.
There's this new bill that they're trying to make all that illegal.
Well, of course they should make it all legal.
They were threatening like $10,000 fines if you buy one of those or if the merchant is caught selling one of those.
I think those are illegal. I'm sure they're illegal anyway, right?
Well, I think this bill is to enforce it more and to have stricter penalties for that. I mean, I think technically.
It's like it's making it illegal to sell one.
Yeah, that's the bill.
It would be illegal to sell one, and you would get, you know, a $10,000 fine is pretty bad. So this is something they're trying to do to combat all the workarounds that we've created just to avoid a $5 toll.
How are they going to find you to pay that fine if your plate is hidden?
If I got my dome out.
Can't find that. I could be anyone.
Sucker.
We got the brand new hour of the show, which we will kick off officially in a moment. Perhaps the greatest hour of your life. And I believe we're going to start drinking this weird bootleg scam tequila Vanessa brought us back from Mexico. That's all next.